Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, I'm so happy you've joined me. I have some wonderful scriptures and ideas to share with you this time we're together. You know, last week I shared a scripture from Isaiah about God holding us in His hand. Well, today I want to share some more stories and promises in the Bible about being kept safe by God's hand, no matter what's happening in your world. I want to encourage you in your walk with the Lord, and that's our mission on this program, Psalms of Hope. As you listen to God-honoring music, stories, devotions, and scripture, I want to encourage you in your walk with the Lord. Yes, it's the very basic areas of our lives that we need Him the most, isn't it? Thankfully, there are so many promises in the Bible that help us in our relationship with God and with people. I think one of the very important issues that we need to get deeply embedded into our heart and mind is the fact that we are very loved by God. Then when hard times come, we still will have that secure feeling that God loves us in the middle of our mess. You know, it took me a long time to really believe that I, Samantha, was loved by God. Hard to believe. I knew me. I knew what kind of person that I am. And maybe you're struggling with that too. After all, you know all the bad things you've done. Why would God love you? Well, I don't understand it either. He just simply loves you. No matter where you live, no matter what you've done, He loves you. And thankfully, me too. You know, in Isaiah 41, God assures us, it says, He will uphold us with His righteousness, with His right hand. Believe me, He wouldn't hold you in His hand if He didn't love you. I think of that sometimes when I remember how comforting it is to walk with my hand in the hand of someone I love. Remember how it is? Not only do you feel the warmth and love of that person, but even if you should stumble, holding someone's hand keeps you steady in the rocky places of your walk. And that's what God is saying to us in that verse too. When we come to a rocky place in our life, He will hold us steady with His right hand. We just need to come to Him and ask Him to walk with us, to help us, to guide us, to give us His wisdom for our dilemmas. If you don't know that God loves you and wants to be your forever friend, my prayer for you is that during these difficult times you're experiencing now, that you'll find a quiet place in your day to just simply talk to God like He's your best friend. He wants to be that for you. And you know what? He'll come alongside and hold your hand and, in fact, be your forever friend. That's the song I'm going to play for you, Forever Friend, and here are some of the lyrics. Everybody needs a friend. Let me tell you of mine. He's my forever friend, my leave-me-never friend. From darkest night to rainbow's end, He's my forever friend. Even when I turn away, He cares for me. His love no one can shake. He's my forever friend. And now here's Barbara Fairchild singing it for you, My Forever Friend.
Everybody needs a little help sometimes. No one stands alone. Makes no difference if you're just a child like me, or or a king upon a throne. For there are no exceptions. We all stand in the line. Everybody needs a friend. Let me tell you. Even as I walk away, he's by my side with every breath I take. And sometimes I forget him. My halo fails to shine. Sometimes I am not his friend, but he is always mine. If you still don't know the one I'm talking of, I think it's time you knew. Long ago and far away upon a cross, my friend died. If you'd like to meet him and don't know what to do, ask my friend into your heart. He'll be your friend too. He's my forever.
Yes, Jesus wants to be your forever friend too. The words of the verse are so powerful and true. It says, even when I turn away, he cares for me. His love no one can shake. Even as I walk away, he's by my side with every breath I take. And sometimes I forget him. My halo fails to shine. Sometimes I'm not his friend. Have you been like that? Not a friend of God? I know I have. But oh, what reassurance we can have with the next line of the lyrics where it says, but he is always mine. He's my forever friend. Yes, that's who Jesus wants to be in your life in the coming year, your forever friend. Well, I'm talking on this program about being cared for by God, being a forever friend of God. And of course, in the Bible, it says that he wants to be our friend that sticks closer than a brother. So that song is based on scripture. One thing I've learned about God is that if he says he'll do something, we can depend on him to do it. He always keeps his promises in the Bible. Of course, for him to hold us in his hand, to never leave us or forsake us, to be our forever friend, we have to choose to walk with him. We have to want to be his friend, don't we? Another promise I love is from Isaiah 49:16, where God says to us, but I will not forget you. Behold, I have inscribed you on the palm of my hand. Well, whenever I read that scripture, I always have to smile because it reminds me of an episode with my preteen grandson, Jim. He'd been to the church group one night, and the next morning he didn't want to take a shower before going to school. Well, when I asked him why, he showed me his hand. On it, he had written the name of a girl and her phone number. When I asked him why he just didn't write it on a piece of paper and take a shower, he said no. He didn't want to because he wanted to be sure to remember her, and he left it on his hand. He could look at it all day, think about how pretty she was, and that he was going to call her after school. Well, I don't mean to simplify God, but that is what that verse says. Let me read it to you again. But I will not forget you. Behold, I have inscribed you on the palm of my hand. Yes, he wants your name near at hand so he can think about you all the time. That's how God is. And another verse says that God never slumbers or sleeps, but thinks about us continually. Well, there's a wonderful song that says even when he was on the cross, he had you on his mind. So here is Del Decker and friends singing, He Had Me on His Mind.
He had me on his mind long before creation was begun. He had me on his mind long before a bird had ever sung, and long before the earth was formed, long before the sky and sea, before the world was born, he thought of me.
My name long before I ever learned to breathe, he had me on his mind. He was thinking of me constantly, and long before I ever knew the plan that God designed, he thought of me, he had me on his
confess, I don't fully comprehend it, but the Bible says that Jesus died on the cross for my sin and yours. Jesus looked ahead these thousands of years in the future and knew I would need to be forgiven, so he had me on his mind. He loved me and you so much, he was willing to die for us. Well, in case you've tuned in late, I'm Samantha Landy. And this is the Psalms of Hope program for your encouragement. And I've been talking about God's promise that he keeps us in the palm of his hand, that he thinks about us all the time. Now, that's not just my good idea. No, God said it through the old prophet Isaiah, and we can trust God that He will care for us when He says it, if we ask Him to. Oh, it may be a little differently than we thought it would be, but He will be there, and He will care for us. Now, I'm aware that this program goes all over the world, and each culture, each country has different problems. But our health, relationships, finances, those kinds of things are everywhere. And in some countries, people have to struggle with war and other traumatic events. But no matter what our circumstances, I do know that God is concerned with you. He truly cares and watches over you if you ask Him. When unfair things happen to you, when devastation hits your life, when terrifying events stalk your nights, it's sometimes difficult to trust God. But God desires to restore you and watch over you as you put your trust in Him. There's a wonderful scripture I cherish when difficult circumstances arise. It's found in Isaiah 49:2, where Isaiah the prophet wrote, "In the shadow of His hand He has hidden me." Oh, it's a promise we can cling to. If Isaiah could depend on the Lord hiding him in the shadow of His hand, we can depend on it too. So if you're struggling in your life, I want to assure you that God is good. When catastrophic things happen, your life swirls out of control, you really do need to hang on to that. God is a good God, and He's not mad at you. Did you hear me? God's not mad at you. You know, there's a wonderful song that tells us just what to do. It says, "Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the waters. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself, and you will look at others differently. Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee." Now here's Vern Jackson singing, "Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee."
Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself, and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. My mama taught me how to pray before I reached the age of 7. When I'm down on my knees, that's when I'm the closest to heaven. Daddy lived his life with 10 kids and a wife. Well, you do what you gotta do. But he taught me enough about it, what it takes to get me through. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself, and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee.
Oh, what reassurance. We can put our hand, our trust, in the man Jesus from Galilee. It's my prayer that you will say that too. You know, I've been talking about the security we can feel knowing we are in God's hand, that He cares about us, and the Bible even says He has written our name on His righteous right hand. Oh, I love that. God has written my name on His hand. You know, when tough times come, there's another scripture I love. You know, sometimes it feels like we need a warrior God, doesn't it? Well, King David had times when he needed a warrior God, someone to defend him. And he wrote in Psalms 89:13, "You have a mighty arm, strong as your hand. Your right hand is lifted high in glorious strength." Oh, yes, there are times I need God's mighty arm to fight for me, just like David did. And we too can depend on God to use his mighty arm to protect us and lift us high in his glorious strength. Oh, I love that image. Well, you know, while I was working on this program, my Christian radio station was on, and some of the lyrics of a song stuck in my head, and it said, "I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God." Now, I have to be honest. I know that, perhaps like you, I do have questions about tomorrow, about the future of our world, about my own future. But by listening to God-honoring music, it reminds me to think of God, to thank God for his blessings, and thank him for helping me walk in wisdom in my circumstances. No matter where we live in the world, frightening things can happen. Sorrow comes when a loved one dies, or when our children reject us, or our economy fails and we're left with few resources. Yet, through it all, I do believe God will help us if we ask him. He will give us his wisdom. You know, one of the definitions of wisdom is common sense. We can find wisdom. We can find common sense for our problems if we look in the Bible and ask God for his wisdom. King Solomon, the wisest man on earth, wrote in Proverbs 2:6, "For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding." Again, that's one of the promises of God we can depend on. He will give us his wisdom if we ask, if we seek the Bible for the answers to our problems. Remember the song I was talking about earlier? Well, here is my friend Lily Knoll singing for you, "Through It All."
Whoa, I've had many tears and sorrow. I've had questions for tomorrow. There've been times when I didn't know right from wrong, but in every situation God gave me blessed consolation, that my trials come to make me strong. I've been to lots of places and I've seen a lot of faces. Oh, but there's still been times when I felt so alone. But in those lonely hours, oh, those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know I was his own. Oh, and through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. He's there through it all. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. I thank God for the mountains. I even thank him for the valleys. Whoa. For the storms he's brought me through. 'Cause if I never had a problem, how would I know that he could solve them? I'd never know what faith in God could do. But I can tell you that through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. He never failed me through every problem.
Through it all,
I've learned to depend upon his word. Yes, I've learned to depend upon his word. He says he will never leave me nor forsake me. I can trust him. He's always there. He will be with me. He will be with you through it all.
Oh, yes, through it all, like the song says, through it all, we can learn to trust in Jesus. Well, our time together is almost over, and I've loved having this time with you wherever you are in the world, sharing about God and His love for you, holding your hand as you walk through this life. As I remembered a time when I was a small child walking through a large crowd when we were on a family vacation. It was very crowded, and since I was so small, tall people pressed against me as we walked down the street. Well, I became frightened that I would be separated from my dad and be hopelessly lost. Then, you know, my dad's big hand just held me a little bit tighter, and he looked down and grinned at me. His grip was so firm, I knew he wouldn't let go of me. I knew I was safe because he was holding my hand and I was holding his. Well, as my life has unfolded, I've discovered that no matter how much I fail or how many stupid mistakes I make, yes, God will never let go of my hand. So, dear friends, cling close to God as you walk through your days, and He will hold you close and never leave you or forsake you. That's His promise. Well, during this month, I'm asking you, dear listeners who've never written in before, to write or email me, and I'll be happy to send you a devotional book that I wrote about plants and animals. In the book of Job, God said we could learn from the animals, and reading the devotions, you'll learn more about God and how much He loves you, as well as some fascinating facts about animals. So listen to the announcer for my information. And, of course, if you've written in before but would like my little devotional book, just write to me and I'll send it to you as well as my gift. Be sure and tune in again, same time, same place next week. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.